Wazanona Blanche. You know what I'm saying? When I become an accountant, right now, somebody would actually rather become a lawyer than, you know, pursue something in the arts. But do you know that everything around you is because of art? But somehow, society does not respect the arts industry. But everything around you, from what you're wearing to the buildings you're looking at, you needed somebody to construct that building. It started on a paper. You needed an artist to do that. What you're wearing right now, that color of the shirt you're wearing right now, it came from an artist. It didn't come from a lawyer. Everything around you evolves around artists and creative people, people in the creative industry. But right now, as I am speaking, our society standing will respect a lawyer more than they will respect an artist and a creative. I'm just trying to give a contrast of how sometimes we choose our careers. So now, let's have a guy or a girl who is trying to pursue a career. What do you think they will pick? Being a lawyer or being an artist? They'll obviously choose, you know, being a lawyer because of the status and the title that comes with being a lawyer, rather than the title and the status that comes with being in the creative industry or being an arts person. All right, I'm not saying do not be a lawyer. I'm not saying go on and be an artist. No, what I mean is the difference in how we view some of these careers and what would lead somebody to actually, you know, choose either of the careers. If your passion is in being a lawyer, then do it. But if also your passion is in the arts and the creative industry, you absolutely do it as well. Another thing we can understand is that work actually rewards value the same way. Successful people get noticed. Valuable people get noticed. Get trusted. Pardon me. Successful people get noticed. Valuable people get trusted. Success can fade, but value compounds. So if you focus only on promotions, growth feels fragile. If you focus on value, opportunities find you. All right? So learn things that help others, improve systems, and make work simpler. That should be the main focus. Value makes you hard to replace. That is the key takeaway right there. Value makes you hard to replace. Success is a result, but value is a foundation. All right. So that is what we are looking at today. And from everything that we've talked about, I hope that we have gotten at least one or two things on how we choose, what we are expected to do, and what actually fits you as an individual. Once again, this is what we call the HR Hotline, Unfiltered. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 977. That is Lusaka Radio. My name is Tron Jabulani. Remember, the HR Hotline, Unfiltered, comes to you every day at 18:50. The time is 18:03, and I'm going to have to, did I say 18:50? I meant 17:50. The time is 18:03. I'm going to have to say my goodbyes right here. Thank you so much for such an amazing day. Come again tomorrow from 14 up until 18 hours. Have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye. City Drive.
It's Given Beat City Vibe.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best in intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
it's Given Beat City Vibe. Vibe.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is it.